Christmas with the Gentleman in Grey by Ben Francis, with Gordon Ridout as Captain Anderson, Fraser Burrows as Private Stoddart, and Timothy Dodd as Captain Muller.
Help us carry this lot in, you two.
All right, Sarge.
Shortbread. Dibs on these.
Hands off.
Go on, Sarge. Mam sent us a fruitcake. Swap ya.
Forget it. Everyone's got fruitcake at Christmas. It's a glut on the market.
Brandy? Preserved dates? Where'd you get all this stuff?
Oh, the three kings were seen in the land. Our quartermaster had the three kings, and I had a straight flush.
When did you ever sleep, Sarge?
Sleep to attention. They never notice. Kettle standing idle.
Oh, hell's teeth. There were a frog in me boot.
Don't scrape it over here.
I was to do sentry duty with half a frog in me boot.
What about the poor frog? He goes in there for a bit of peace, and the last thing he smells is your foot.
Nothing ever goes right for me.
Tea, Sarge?
Tar. Have a biscuit.
Ah, tar. Chocolate creams.
Have another.
Thanks, Sarge.
You gonna last the course, are you, son?
Yes, sir.
You haven't looked any too good these last days.
You know, Sarge.
Yeah, but out there, how are you holding up?
I get nervous sometimes. Anyone might.
Of course they do.
I thought you'd see Jerry, but you never. You just get shot standing in a row. We're as fairground ducks.
It's quick, so don't go to pieces, because I'm here. Where's Starchy Drawers?
He's meeting somebody from staff office.
I should watch yourself around him.
How's that, Sarge?
Just watch yourself, that's all.
Watch what?
I should watch your P's and Q's, so to speak.
You mean he's strict?
Not exactly. I think he's stuck on you.
Get off.
Maybe not. He's such a pill you can't tell what he's feeling. But he looks at you a bit soft sometimes.
Never. You're blowing smoke.
It's been known to happen, lad.
He's got a girl.
Doesn't mean much. I reckon he don't know if he's coming or going. Attention! That is!
Private Stoddart, you're not properly dressed. Do that button up. It's a uniform, Private, not a lounge suit. Sergeant, are you letting your men walk around in this state?
No, sir. Look at yourself, Stoddart. I've seen lepers with all 10 fingers dropped off and put in a sack do a better salute than that. When I'm done, you'll salute a moth if it's got brass buttons on. You'll salute if you have to pick up your hand from the mud and screw it on to do it.
We'll be in the office. Bring us some tea.
Very good, sir.
This way, Colonel.
Thank you.
Shall I take the tea?
No, I can stand him better than you can. Think on. Pontius Pilate was an officer.
You've kept the place tidy?
Yes, sir.
There aren't any decorations. It might dolly the place up.
Yes, sir.
Little holly, a few baubles, a regular home from home.
Yes, sir.
Morale is important. I just dropped by to let you know the situation.
Yes, sir.
You know about General Walters?
No, sir.
Oh, well, he was killed yesterday.
Killed?
Yes, it was most embarrassing for all concerned. He was carrying out an inspection on the communication trench Devil's Elbow and a Boche sniper picked him off. Funny. Feels like a kind of insubordination.
It's quite a shock, sir.
Yes. Still, there it is. I've been confabbing with General Staff. It looks as if I'll be the next CO, so I'm visiting all the trenches. Let everyone know the lay of the land.
Yes, sir.
Come in!
Tea, sir.
Put it on the desk.
Thanks. Taylor, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You're a regular, aren't you?
Yes, sir, since I was a nipper.
Ready to give Fritz a hammering?
Just say the word, sir.
Very good. Did you keep this tea in your boot?
You've got to keep it warm somehow, sir.
Very good, Taylor. You can go.
Yes, sir.
Now, where was I? Yes. Well, Captain, your record is good, and you may be staff officer material.
Thank you, sir.
You're reliable. You keep discipline. But, well, the hitch is you lack, how shall I put it, a certain finesse. Instinct, imagination, knowing how to improvise.
Yes, sir.
You don't make yourself popular with the men.
I didn't know that was necessary,
sir. Oh, come off it, Anderson. We're not Fritz. We like cheerful discipline. A little swagger wouldn't come amiss. If you're in command, act like you like it. Give some confidence. Men like to be led, but they don't much like being prodded.
No, sir.
You'll have to be popular with the men if you ever have to shoot one of them.
Yes, sir.
In the new year, we're going to be making a push for the town across the river. It'll be a concerted effort. We can't sit back and calculate our chances.
I hope I have never cared too much for my own safety, sir.
No. Nothing like that. Just once or twice, be bold. Make a splash.
Yes, sir.
Good. I'm glad we've had a chance to get things on the table. You know what the general staff are like. Gossip, jealousy, hysteria, favourites, cliques, passions. Crushes, hidden emotions, courting favour, rumour, spite. It's like school. But it's as well to scotch the rumours.
Thank you, sir. Sergeant Taylor, I think it's about time we paid a visit to Fritz's forward trench over to the left.
Yes, sir. There's a sniper there sent my cap swinging on more than one occasion. He can see into our camp. I swear he knows how many sugars I have in my tea.
And that's as may be, Sergeant. Tonight we are going to knock it out. I'll take Privates Crawford, Davies and Stoddart with me. We'll move off at 2200 hours.
Very good, sir.
Private Stoddart! Private Stoddart! Stop crying. Are you hurt?
No. No, Captain.
Stop this. I looked back and you were gone. Damn you, man. Stop making such a racket.
I can't.
I left Davies and Crawford in a shell hole over there. Do you want them to do your dying for you?
I'll die up there. I can't. Not yet. I can't. Please, Captain. Can we go back?
Stand up, Stoddart.
I can't move. Please, Captain, I'll die.
Private Stoddart, stand up.
No, no, no.
Private Stoddart, if you do not rise on the count of three, I will shoot you here and now. Do you understand? Do you understand?
No.
One. Come on, move over.
You're not going to shoot me?
No. Have a drink.
All right.
Not too much.
Thank you, Captain.
You've a job to do, Private.
I know, sir.
You've been sick down your uniform.
I'm sorry, sir.
Can't be helped. Nerves or excitement?
Yes, sir.
What did you join for, if not to see action?
I don't know. When I put the uniform on, I didn't recognise myself. They're the first new clothes I've had. I don't feel like a soldier. I don't think anyone will fall down if I shoot them.
You'll be all right. I'm sure your mother's proud of you.
I suppose so, sir. She never says.
Some people can't say that sort of thing.
No, sir.
The guns are quieter.
Yes, sir. Oh, sir, over there!
Keep your head down!
There's loads of them! Good King Wenceslas looked out on a cabbage garden. He bumped into a Brussels sprout and said, I beg your pardon.
Keep quiet! All right. They're moving away. I told Crawford and Davies to return to the trench if we weren't back in 5 minutes. Try and clean yourself up and we'll get back.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas, Sergeant. Well, men, this may be Christmas, but we must remain vigilant. However, compliments of the season to you all. As you will have noticed, there is a parcel for each of you from Queen Mary. There's cigarettes and some cake as well. I opened mine early.
Captain, on the horizon. Jerry's moving.
They're not moving. They're standing there.
They're waiting for us. They got body armour. They'll slaughter us.
Shut up, Edwards.
But I heard talk, man. They reckon a bayonet can't break them.
Shut up, Edwards, or you're on a charge.
Tommy! Come over! It's Christmas!
Everyone stay still.
We could get him with a machine gun.
Tommy! Come over!
If it's a trap, I don't see how. All right. Everyone cover me. Who's in command here? Who ist die Kommandant?
That would be me. Good morning and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Is the war over?
Shall we go up?
Yeah, come on, don't be a wet blanket.
Merry Christmas, Tommy.
Fröhliche Weihnachten.
Everyone back in the trench. Go on. I didn't say you could come up.
Why not? There won't be any fighting today.
Well, all right. I suppose there's no harm. My name's Captain Anderson.
Oberlieutenant Franz Müller.
Your English is awfully good.
Oh, I learned it at school. And then I worked in London for a few years.
Oh, really? Whereabouts?
I lived in Hammersmith, and I taught piano and German. Then that became unpopular. I was sorry war broke out. I'd always loved England. I wanted to stay there, but people were breaking my windows.
Yeah, that must be awful.
And also, I came back one day and found my landlord searching through my rooms. He wasn't in the least slightly embarrassed. He told me somebody was telling him I kept messenger pigeons in my room and I'd been signalling to zeppelins with candles at night.
I'm afraid people get jumpy at a time like this.
I know. Back in Dusseldorf, people thought I was spying because I'd been to England.
This is like school. Suddenly you could say Fainites and stop fighting and have tea.
What are Fainites?
I don't know where the word comes from, but it meant you can't kill me. But you had to have your fingers crossed when you said it, otherwise it didn't count.
Ah, yes, yes.
Do you like my new muffler?
It's very becoming.
Emily sent it to me.
Ah, a sweetheart? May I inquire?
Yes, well, we'd only just started walking out. We went to the same music society. She wrote to me and said they banned Beethoven and Schubert and all the other German composers. Can't think who they've got left. Is there anyone you're interested in?
Yes. She's called Charlotte. We've been steady now. Nearly a year. She serves in a shop, so Mother is being difficult. But where else can one meet girls when one isn't allowed to go to school with them? I think perhaps we should leave this subject.
I see. Yes.
It might be difficult later on to remember this when we meet in battle.
My dad sent me 3 bottles of dandelion and burdock.
Is that a drink?
Of a sort. I couldn't stand it when I was back there, but now it's like drinking a bit of home. Mother sent me 1 dozen bars of soap, some disinfectant, and a few bottles of mouthwash. You think she's trying to tell me something?
You must remember not to use the public baths. There's verrucas and all kinds of contagion. All sorts of people use them. You never know. You mustn't use cafes either. I'm sure they don't sterilise the utensils properly.
She started to panic if I left the house. But inside was full of danger. Wood stairs, heavy banisters, loose rugs. She'd stay in the sitting room with the curtains drawn.
Darling, it's all right. There's nothing to worry about. Howard's perfectly able to look after himself.
But I caught him climbing a tree last week. A tree!
He's a boy, dear.
Suppose he'd fallen? Oh, you don't seem to care about that. What if he'd fallen? What if he'd fallen? The leaves are rustling. He could step on a leaf. I mean, he could slip a wet leaf.
Please, darling, please.
But it's such a long way down. He could lie there for hours and there'd be nobody to rescue him. He'd be lying out there, twisted and alone in the park, with a broken neck, maybe, and they wouldn't see. Maybe he'd fall in the dark and they wouldn't see him till morning.
Really, dear, you ought to lie down.
But I saw a magpie this morning. I mean, I know it's only a superstition, but I'm afraid. Suppose it comes true this time. The leaves rustle. I listen, and listen to them.
Howard's a very responsible boy.
I don't know where he is. It's dark. Look how dark it's getting. He knows he's not allowed out after dark.
It's winter, dear. It's not even 5 o'clock.
You ought to whip him. He's a bad, ungrateful boy.
People thought she mollycoddled me, but I was terrified of her.
Sir, the men are requesting we take this time to bury our dead.
Yes, Sergeant. Now would be an excellent time.
Davis, Skerry, bring some shovels.
Gross, man, sir. All in line, a shaft find.
Everyone else starts separating out the dead. Tommy's over here, Britz is over there.
Ugh, the smell.
Yeah, I know. It takes some getting used to. The first time, I kept thinking, please God, don't let me throw up in front of the men.
Sir, we cannot tell which side this one was on. He must have been hit by a mortar or a grenade or something. There's not enough of the uniform left to say. It's burnt up.
It'd be a shame to bury him on the wrong side.
We could have both pastors recite over him.
I know, but he ought to be with his comrades.
Is it no identity tag?
No. No, there isn't.
Where was he found?
By the stump, sir. You couldn't tell which way he'd fallen. He'd been knocked sideways.
Well, who picked him up?
I did, sir.
That makes him English, then. Is that fair?
No, that's fair.
Very well. Taylor, bury him in the English sector.
Very good, sir.
Grisly business. You know, I wasn't surprised there was a war.
Neither was I.
But I wasn't expecting it to be with Germany. I thought it was going to be Ireland, or maybe the Veldt. I was hoping the Veldt, as it would be sunny.
I hoped it would be somewhere far away. At least I'd see something.
The odd thing is, I've never been as afraid out here as when I went to school for the first time. The clothes itched, you know. I couldn't stop scratching. Everything was too big.
Yeah, your uniform clanks with brass and iron. You sweat in it and you feel like a kitten in a sack, weighted down to be thrown into the river.
Did you go to a military school?
No, but when you live in Germany, you feel as if you have. Mother used to say, if you're bad, I'll call a soldier and he'll take you away. It seemed very believable.
You wouldn't have a pack of cards on you by any chance?
Oh, yes, I have. We could play for a little something. Gentlemen, 3 geese.
Kindly donated by the owner of the farm along by Knacker's Yard Crossroads.
Donated?
We went into the yard and started shooting. No one came out to stop us.
How are you going to cook it?
We boiled them in buckets.
We haven't any big enough, have we?
For an end at a time.
All right, Edward, get a fire going.
Do you care for a game of chess?
Well, thanks.
I have a travelling chess kit. It's a present from home.
I know the rules, but I'm not much of a player.
I've always liked horses. When I was a boy, I would cry if one of my knights was captured. In the end, my father told me I'd have to forfeit the game if I cried.
I promise not to take them.
My father used to insist that the taken pieces were slain rather than captured. He said there was no honour in being taken a prisoner.
You took it rather seriously.
Well, we played every Sunday until I started to win.
Lamprecht, die Flaschen Wein, die in meinem Einbaum sind.
I have a couple of bottles of wine that should go well with goose.
Thanks very much.
I raise you one packet of raisins.
I see you, but the war is over soon. Raise you.
You think so?
My friend, the Kaiser is already in Buckingham Castle.
That's a new one on me. See you.
Yes, assuredly. It is in the newspaper. The Prince of Wales has been shot by firing squad, for which please accept my apologies. And Prime Minister Asquith has been beheaded in the Tower of London. King George will any day cease the war.
Will he?
Yes, it says so. The end cannot be far off.
This is getting to be like home. And we won't have to go to tea at Aunt Millie's on Boxing Day.
One of those dreaded childhood treats?
Mm-hmm. She had a stuffed perch in the hall, and it was always dark. You spent the afternoon looking for bits of paper you could drop on the fire.
On Christmas Eve, Papa used to put the rod away in the cupboard because it was a holiday. It didn't re-emerge till Boxing Day.
Strict, was it?
Oh, yes, yes. Because I was German, and therefore natural master of the world, I must not learn to grow too arrogant.
I was told I was master of the world as I was British. I suppose every country thinks that.
Dinner's served, gentlemen.
Right, good. After you.
Thank you.
Is there a second of that goose?
You've had seconds.
Well, is there any left? Shame to waste.
I reckon there must be a little man in your guts emptying them out with a ladle.
It's an insult to the chef not to finish your plate.
Gentlemen, charge your glasses. The toast is... well... we'll toast the king, and the gentleman in grey can toast the Kaiser.
The Kaiser!
Now, gentlemen, a silent toast to those who have gone under.
Let's get a picture. Tallest in back, shortest kneeling down front. Send us a copy, if you please. Aye, sure. Send this to John O' London's magazine. We are in receipt of it regularly.
And that is mate. I concede. Well done.
You let me win that one. My rook was waiting to be picked off.
I thought it was a trap.
He's the sniper.
Hello, Captain.
Ah, this is Private Stoddart, quite the baby of the platoon.
You were going to shoot me yesterday.
Well, no harm done.
He was going to shoot me.
He pulled the gun.
I thought that was my job.
Go back to the trench, Private.
Why should I? It's the first good day I've had out here.
You're becoming insolent.
You know, a nap would probably be a good thing. Or you feel terrible in the morning.
Oh, right.
You're awfully good at that.
It's just a sense you pick up.
I'm sorry about him.
Oh, it doesn't concern me.
That boy could go from birth to death and never hear a word of kindness. How many people have died like that?
Maybe you could show him kindness.
The uniform gets in the way.
It won't be a weakness.
I nearly shot him on Christmas Eve. He'll know that's at the back of all my kindness. So what's it worth? He's not really like that. He's just lonely, especially, you know, time like this.
Yes, we all miss home.
Hello, Mother.
Where have you been?
I was fishing.
Howie, come in. I just put the tea on. I've made some dandelion and burdock.
I like that.
Dandelion and hemlock. Why don't you strangle the boy and have done with it?
Listen, Mother, it's my duty to go.
You could stay. You're a wicked boy. There was thunder the day you were born.
I worry when you're like this.
It's so cold. Just let me rest. That's all you have to do. Just let me rest and don't worry me. It would be so much better if people didn't worry me so. You never loved me, either of you. I've never been wanted. You laugh in the pantry.
I'm sure Ida knows a few secrets.
Darling.
Of course we love you.
Why must I beg like a dog? Why? I walk at night, I know, but lots of people do that. It's just worry. Who wouldn't worry? You hear a branch knock against the window and you're scared. It's a sign. There were three crows in a field.
Mother, don't make me leave with your anger. It may bring me bad luck.
Oh, no. Don't say that, darling. You know I never wish you bad luck. Everything has always been taken away from me. Always taken from me by smiling faces who tell me it's not what I want. Everything. And now they're taking you. I want you to stay.
Other mothers are proud. Other mothers tell their sons they're proud. Other mothers wish them luck.
Oh, I do, I do. I want you to stay. How can I live without you? How can I live when you're in such terrible danger? I have to go to the field at the end of the road and look for you. Let me go upstairs, Martin. I can't bear it. I'll have to listen out in the night. I know I'll hear the bullet. I'll have to stay up all night, listening.
I don't want you to misunderstand about Mother. I know it isn't her fault.
Maybe she smelled something coming in the wind, but nobody believed her.
Yes. Look, this isn't the kind of thing I usually talk about, so if you are captured...
I shall not be indiscreet.
I know you wouldn't blab, I didn't mean that, but you might not have known it was secret.
I've been to England. Everything's a secret.
Well, I hate to break this up.
It is getting dark. Business as usual tomorrow?
I'm afraid so. I think the Colonel will blow his top if he hears about today. He's never liked me. He treats me like his grocer. Better not push my luck.
Well, he's hoping we meet one day in happier circumstances.
You can come and visit us in St. Albans, if we're both still here. It's a shame, but it's the way of the world. All right, men. Back to the billet. Quick as you can.
Are we back on duty, sir?
Of course, Sergeant. Yesterday was a special occasion.
But, sir, I think it would be a good idea if we let it last a couple more days. Everyone could use some extra kip. And we could pump this place out and get some new fortifications. We can put some duckboards down.
And put up some curtains, perhaps. The truce is over, Sergeant Taylor.
Yes, sir.
Now, look, men. Yesterday came out of the blue, rather. We've seen the enemy, and, well, they're not so different from us, under the jacket. That shouldn't come as a surprise. We knew all those stories in the papers were flummery. They're doing their duty as they see it, so are we. That's just the way things are, and none of us can help it. But we have our orders, and we must follow them. Is that understood?
Yes, sir. But couldn't we just stop at New Year? Give them a chance to see how the pictures came out?
No, Private Edwards, we could not. And that is the last word on the subject. Very well, then. Private Stoddard and I will go to the advance post.
I went last time.
Get moving, Private.
It's not fair. He's always picking on me.
It's not so bad. I don't suppose there'll be much firing today. Fritz will be resting easy. Look, you two keep an eye out for starchy draws. I've got some deliveries to make.
Where's that lot going, Sarge?
I had a full house and their man had a jack-eye flush.
I don't suppose there'll be much fighting today.
No, sir.
You know, Stoddard, you've done all right so far.
Thank you, sir.
You seem very lonely sometimes. Do you feel lonely?
Yes, sir.
I know it's not easy being out here. Not quite what we expected.
I never expected anything, sir. I just had to get away.
You have a girl?
Well,
You don't have to tell me. I was just asking.
Not exactly. But there's a nurse behind the lines. We went walking a couple of times. I wish I had something to send her for Christmas, only I got nothing.
Think about her. You'll be seeing her again soon.
Yeah, she'll feed me through a tube or wash my corpse.
That's enough. Don't dwell on that. Keep on the job in hand. I know you'll do your part.
Yes, sir.
I get lonely too.
I want to go back home.
Well, I'm afraid that we'll have to wait.
Needn't.
If you want leave...
I don't want leave. I want to go home. He is mad.
I should resume a post, Private.
You could make it happen. Send me home. An officer will be believed.
You won't go home till the job's done, I can assure you of that.
I could get a cushy one. Off you, I could. Just a finger or two. Right hand, trigger finger. Free of it, then.
Private Stoddart, I shall pretend that you are joking.
Just a couple of fingers.
I should have you up before the CO. You should be shot.
I never lived. I had nothing. Give all, they say. What I got to give? No one give me nothing. Sergeant Taylor won't believe me if I'm hurt. If you were with me, he'd believe it. You can't go against an officer, even if he says you're a Burke.
I didn't think this was possible. I can't believe it. Think again. Think what you're saying. I can forget about this, for once. But you must have a chance to redeem yourself.
I was warned about you. Sergeant Taylor, he said he reckoned you were sweet on me. He reckoned...
I'll have him up for insubordination.
What do you want me to do for you?
My dearest Lottie, I hope you are well and that Johann and Karl are settling in. It must be odd seeing both your brothers in uniform, though, of course, they've been in uniform all their lives. I bet little Werner is aching to join them. Thank you for the gloves and socks. They are most welcome in this weather. Christmas Day brought quite a surprise. We celebrated it with the English. We were all thinking of Christmas at home, and we weren't in the mood to kill, so we hopped over the edge and sang carols. The English captain came out and joined us, and then his troops did, and we had quite a day of it. What's that?
Oh, just some stores.
With English writing on them?
They're salvage.
Are they now?
In a manner of speaking.
You didn't let him into the trench, did you?
No, sir. He had a flag of truce. We let him leave them behind the blasted tree over on the left, and I went out and picked them up.
Are you going back for a second load?
Yes, sir.
Well, see if you can catch the sergeant and tell them we have been informed that there is to be an artillery barrage between 11 and 12. They'd better keep their heads down.
Very good, sir.
I'm putting you on a charge. How could you? What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
I can assure you, I don't. I thought you were something different. I thought something good was inside you. I thought you were gentle. But you're worse than any of them. Worse than the Jerrys. You're foul.
No! No, I didn't mean it. I'll get the stretcher bearers. It's all right. It'll be all right. You ain't lost much blood. Not so much.
Shut up!
No, it wasn't meant to happen. I was just trying to hurt myself, see? You stepped in the way. But it's all right. I'll get the medics. It'll be all right, sir.
Shut up!
Don't move, sir.
Shut up! You!
No, sir. Sir, you'll be all right, Captain. There's a bandage. It's all right.
The English officer was called Captain Anderson. I liked him more than many of our own officers. He was like a lot of Englishmen, I suppose. Jovial, melancholy, dreamy. The kind of man who is always searching for something. And so he came out here to find it.
You look so innocent. Lying and staring at the sky like you was dreaming. I never meant... I just wanted to go home. I never had nothing. Oh, it's peaceful here. Only mud and sky. Here's the sky. Much as you want. Won't no one bother you now. Why couldn't you look kind when you was alive? Your cap were always on. I couldn't hardly see your eyes.
We seem to believe Christ is a commanding officer who carries out an inspection on his birthday. So he sees us behaving and goes away, and when he's gone, we get back to what we really want to do. War is the serious grown-up business, we tell ourselves, and kindness is trivial, just for Christmas and for women. We have our little heroic charges to try and reclaim our war back from the machines, but all we are required to do is die at their feet. For one day we meet and become friends. Then we are supposed to shrug, say, "Oh, how funny," and go back to killing each other. Such is our fate. And this fatalism is the last enemy. To recognize the truth and then not live by it. It is not our fate. Everything can be changed. But I can't leave the men now. I would feel like a mother leaving her children to drown in a freezing ditch.
Sir, there's an English soldier walking towards us.
One?
Yes, sir. He's just coming towards us. He must be drunk.
I think I recognize him.
He's still got his gun, but it's on his back.
He must have cracked. No, wait!
Don't shoot!
A great cloud, like a rippling curtain, all silk. And that grey cloud there, small, but it's leading a whole battalion, I bet. We could line up a firing squad and shoot the clouds. Make it rain, maybe.
Hey, Sarge, Sarge!
What? Is he deserting?
Can't be, Sarge.
We'll take him prisoner.
Who shot him?
Not us, sir. Must have come from the other side. You didn't have to do that, Sarge.
Shame when they go like that.
There's that Jerry officer. I've got a bead on him. Shall I finish him, Sarge?
No, leave it. They'll only start shooting back.
In Christmas with the Gentleman in Grey, the part of Captain Anderson was played by Gordon Ridout. Timothy Dodd was Captain Muller. Fraser Burrows was Private Stoddart. Katerina Jugarty was Mrs. Anderson. Roderick Miller was Sergeant Stengel. And Joe Sheffer was Sergeant Taylor. The play was written and directed by Ben Francis.